today on Real Radio.
He says, hey, now that you're in Christ, my son, you're born again, you're a son, you're an heir, you're in the family. I'm your friend, I'm your father, I'm your God, I'm your savior, I'm holy. Now, you'll never get holy. But because I declared you holy just like I did with Abraham, you be holy because I'm holy.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Just in Time, continues in a series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. We'll be covering Galatians chapter 4 today, verses 1 through 7. How can we who are sinful by nature come to a God who is holy by nature? The only way to come to God is through His gospel of grace. You know, we as human beings can't be trusted to properly evaluate ourselves before God's standards. We have a tendency to justify our own position and our actions. The sermon title Just in Time means God declared us just based on what Christ did on the cross. And just in time also means that He is always on time. For living under the law means we are living under the judgment of the law and outside of Christ. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that God has guaranteed our inheritance. For the moment we were born again, we went from being slaves to the law to being sons of God through Christ. And because Christ secured our salvation, we are heirs of God and placed in God's family. And now, continuing his lesson called Just in Time, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
That is not said of anyone or anything else. That's not said of angels or of men. That God would clothe himself in human skin and come into the world to save us. And it couldn't be a good man to die for us. It had to be the Christ man, God, our Savior. Amazing, isn't it? That God would die on the cross, that He would relegate Himself down to mere human capacities, that He would suspend Himself on a cross and die for us, the great mediator, Jesus Christ, sent from God, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, to set us free from the law itself. The Amplified Version of the Bible of Philippians 2:5 says this, "Let this mind or attitude be the model for you, which was shown by Christ Jesus while on earth, who, though he was God on earth, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but he willingly laid aside his mighty powers and glory so that he would disguise himself in the form of a servant by becoming a human being." Jesus Christ, our great mediator, our great deliverer. The Bible also teaches us in verse 5 that He redeemed us by giving us a brand new life. The Bible says here that we might receive the adoption as sons. Write this down. This is amazing. The word adoption in Greek is the placing. The word means the placing, the putting of one as a son into a family by the father or patriarch. To enter in with full privileges or to start out with seniority. Oh, man. How'd you like to have a job like that? We're hiring. $100,000 a year. Full retirement. Full perks. Company car. All this stuff. And listen, the day that you start your job, you get 5 weeks vacation a year. You say, man, sign me up. Where's that job? Listen, when we were adopted into the family of God, it was with full privileges. Now watch this. It's great. When I was born, what was my mom to do? She had to take me home. What are you going to do? Well, I guess I got to take him home. And my mom might say, "Doctor, are you sure?" And he would say, "I was there. I watched it happen. I was witness to it. That's your son. She's got to take me home." But to be adopted, that's a whole other thing. I don't know if you've been adopted. in the physical world. But you know what? Listen, those parents who adopted you, they weren't stuck with you. They picked you. They walked down an aisle or whatever. They got online. Well, not online, but two. But somehow they found you, and they looked at you, and they found out about your record or your history or your parents' history, and they're searching, and they go, you know what? Yeah, we want him or her. We'll take him. You were picked. You were selected. You may say, well, yeah, how do you know? Because somebody was there. And if you're a Christian, listen, we were not only born again, we were born again by adoption, if that makes any sense. It only does in the spirit. We were born again in spirit. We were adopted as sons and daughters into the family of God. He didn't say, oh, no, no. Gabriel, Michael, what do I do with him? No. God picked, selected, adopted me. Now you say, well, I'm a Christian too, Jack. That means he picked me too. Yeah, he just flat out picked us, didn't he? Yeah, he must have looked at us and picked us. No, the Bible says in Corinthians that he selected and picked the silly things of this world to confound the wise. Are you ready? Oh, no, no, no. I've always been taught that God picked me. He picked you because, my friend, nobody else would. He picked you and I because we couldn't pick ourselves. He picked you and I because without him, it's hell. And to all the glory to him. Third and finally, we end with this. Just in time, we see that what we are and what we're going to be. It says here in verses 6 and 7 that we're going to be sons and heirs. And we are now, but we have yet to eternally inherit. We are holding it by position. Verse 6 and 7 says, and because you are sons, by the way, can you mark that? According to that half sentence right there, you should know that you're a son or a daughter today. It says, because you are sons. The Greek is very emphatic. You are sons. Are you? If you're not today, and if you don't know it, you better figure out why in about 7 minutes. It's very important. God sent forth the Spirit of His Son, notice it's capital S, that's the Holy Spirit, into your hearts. What's the result? Well, crying out or shouting, it's a declaration of sheer confidence. It's like a clarion announcement. What's the announcement? Are you ready for this? In Aramaic, not Arabic, in Aramaic, which is the words used here, Abba! You know, I love when Amir is in town, when he brings his little son or their little daughter, I forget her name right now, but when they're in town, and it's great because they'll be walking around and his kids will say, Abba, Abba! They're calling to their daddy. It means daddy. See, English, we don't put daddy in there. Almost sounds too informal. So the translators puts father. Father. And it's good and it's right. And we should only call God our Father on earth. Remember, in a religious authoritative sense, says the Bible. So, but listen, Abba. Abba today would be more like this. Abba, daddy, or papa. If you're Italian, you go papa. You go like papa. We would say, Daddy, Dad! Now wait. The Bible tells us, and Jesus told us too. Doesn't this now almost sound irreverent? Jesus says, for now on, I want you to call us between each other, I to you and you to me, friends. Because you're my friends. And not only that, I want you to know my name, and we know God's name. He tells us his name throughout the Bible. Not only that, but he says, will you call me daddy? Will you call me daddy? Will you call me papa? Will you call me Abba? And we have a tendency in our legalism to push back from that. Now, hear me loud and clear. In fact, I think only those who understand the grace of God will hear me clearly, and those of you who don't, you won't. But can you embrace, fathom the thought that God, who is holy, pure, and just, and we would never even think of questioning that, is the very one who, as it were, steps off his throne and says, come here, come on. And he scoops us up and he holds us and he looks at us and he says, you know what? You be holy because I'm holy. He doesn't pick us up and go, now listen here, Junior, you be holy, okay, from here on out. I want you to go there and keep the law. You better not miss one of those commandments. You be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. He doesn't do that. He says, hey, now that you're in Christ, my son, you're born again, you're a son, you're an heir, you're in the family. I'm your friend, I'm your father, I'm your God, I'm your Savior, I'm holy. Now, you'll never get holy. But because I declared you holy, just like I did with Abraham, you be holy because I'm holy. And that's how we go out and live this life today. Now, come on, Junior, get along and get holy, okay? Try holy. Try holy again. Back up and try it again. Get holy. I'll watch you all day long. At the end of the day, we'll see if you've gotten a little bit more holy. Think how silly that is. And that's what legalism does. Well, how holy were you today? Well, holier than you. And now you got to fight. No, God says, all my kids who come to me in faith, I declare them righteous. You're holy. Go and live your life now. And with that kind of encouragement, God knew what kind of encouragement we needed in this world. He sends us out in Christ. And our life is changed. And through Jesus, we can live a victorious life. Now, we're sons and we're heirs, says the Bible. We've been placed into the family of God. He's guaranteed our inheritance, says the Bible, and has reserved for us all that we need. He says, and we end with verse 7, therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I'm no longer a slave. And here's the thing. You want to be a slave and not a son? Then embrace the law and be legalistic and try to meet man's standards. Would it make you feel better if we put a big thing up on the wall, painted it like granite, hammered some things into it about what you should do around here? Do this, do this, do this. Don't do this, don't do this, and don't do this. And you can look at that and you go, okay. And here's, oh yeah, I'm doing those, and I'm not doing those other things. I'm doing really good. I'm really right on. You see it? See? I'm doing it. Are you doing it? No, you're not? I'm doing it. I got it. Don't bug me. I'm doing it. Okay? Don't even talk to me. No, don't. In fact, leave me alone. No, stop it. I don't want to hear that. Oh, I can't do this. I can't keep this rule with you bugging me. I'm going to go down and buy some wood, and I'm going to build me a little treehouse on the highest tree I can find, and then I'm going to get away from everybody, and then I'm just going to do that thing. And okay, I got my rules, and now I'm doing it. No one's here to bug me. And now I'm doing it. I'm not doing those things, and I'm doing the right things. And you build yourself a monastery because you're trying to be legalistic and earn God's favor. And you'll never circulate around the people. You'll never be in their presence. You'll never be able to show them about the joy of the Lord. You'll never be able to show them that there's a new way to live a life. Because legalism and its propensity to have you fail, and it's intended to do that, will keep you from the world. But Jesus Christ forgives you, Christian, today. You're forgiven. You have a ministry in Jesus Christ, and you have the power of the Holy Spirit to pull it off. And the world out there is literally dying to hear from you. And we can relate to them because we're just like them. My friend, choose Jesus Christ today. England was going through a horrible, horrible time. In ancient, ancient days of monetary problems. They were hurting so bad and money so scarce. And the king put out the word, these wars and these ages that we're in have devastated us. We need help. Go throughout the land and seek metals of value so that we can use them as currency. And so one of the king's commanders went out and came back and said, King, your honor, there's nothing left in the realm. We're broke. And he said, there's nothing? I have a hard time believing there's nothing. And he says, well, I visited the churches. Listen to this. I visited the churches, and there I saw statues of silver and of gold of the saints. But I saw no money, for even the churches are broke. And the king of England said, go back to those churches and melt down those saints and get them back into circulation. That is a neat way of thinking. Melt down those saints and get them into circulation. We're going to leave this place in a matter of a moment, and God is going to desire to have you circulated in the communities that you're from. Where are you going? Diamond Bar? Where are you going? Norco, Corona, Anaheim? Where are you going? Orange, some of you? Where are you going? Some of you, Pasadena, where are you going? Some of you, Yucaipa, where are you going? Some of you, Phillips Ranch, where are you going? Some of you, you're going to leave this place and you will either be a saint, or because you're a saint in Christ, you can be circulated by the power of God. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we are more than conquerors through Christ who love us, who gave himself for us. Father, we thank you for your truth and for your word. And Lord, while we're at it, it would be horrible if we had this joy in our hearts just kept. Father, may you take the going forth of your word and circulate it into the hearts of people waiting and ready. Lord, strip away the world from us. And I know you have your ways of doing that if we choose not to. You have your way of stripping the economy, downsizing our homes, our income. You have a way of getting our attention, causing our heart to have a little bit of a spasm, causing our eyes to somehow flicker or whatever. But Lord, I'm convinced that you would much rather try more simpler means. And Father, because your word just calls us to follow you in love, we pray that this morning we would be people going forth from this place telling them about the love of God, that they don't need to be under the bondage anymore that makes them bitter and angry and bummed out and dead, but they can know the love of God, which surpasses anything this world could ever offer. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed today, please, Christians, be praying. It is my desire that this morning you have been spoken to by the Holy Spirit and that he's even telling you right now that it's time. It's time for you to finally give your life to Jesus. It's finally now the day, the time. And I pray right now, and I would ask you to make a decision for Jesus. And frankly, I'm going to ask you to do it right now because the Bible says so. You may say, well, Pastor, I don't like that kind of pressure. Well, that's too bad. The Bible says now is the acceptable time. Today, says the scripture, is the moment of salvation. I know you don't like the pressure, but you know what? If a fire is burning down, I would suspect that's a lot of pressure. And you're in that, if a house is burning down by fire, that's a lot of pressure, no doubt. And you're in it? Oh, yeah. It's time to get out. God is calling you this morning to get out of this world, to come and know his son Jesus now today. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if this morning you'd like to give your heart to Jesus Christ, I'm going to lead all of us in a prayer in a moment, but you would want to do that today. You want to accept Christ and know what we're talking about from the Bible personally. Heads bowed, eyes closed, Christians be praying, nobody moves. Would that be your vote today? Put your hand up high so I can see it, and I'll just ask you to put your hand down this morning, but you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Anybody in here today? God bless you up front. You can put your hand down on the aisle. God bless you. Anyone else? Up front, God bless you. Anyone else? Yeah, you feel the pressure? It's kind of cool, though, when you realize that the God of the universe is putting his finger on your back and he's saying, come on, let's settle this once and for all. Come and be my son, be my daughter. Anyone else today? All right, God bless you. Way to my right in the very, very back. God is so good. Father, today as we stand here, Lord, I thank you for delivering my sister from the pain of her past. And Lord, that you and only you will make it right. Father, for my brother today, who's asking you to do in his life things beyond his hope, bigger than what he can even say. If you've raised your hands today, let's pray this prayer together, shall we? Christians, brothers and sisters, pray with them out loud, will you, and encourage them? Repeat this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. Save me from my past. Empower my present, and God, secure my future. I declare today the forgiveness of God that comes through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and being risen from the dead. I give you my life. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Just in Time. Thanks for listening, and our hope is that you have embraced your inheritance by being joint heirs with Christ just in time. And you know, Just in Time is part of Pastor Jack's series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. It's a series that brings to light our struggle between grace and good deeds. For we're justified through faith, and not of our works should any of us boast. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Today was day 3 of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, by the way, if you've made a decision for Christ, and you need some help or you just want to talk to someone about it, head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And click the contact tab. We would love to get in touch with you. We'd like to have some contact with you, get somebody in touch that can help you in your walk with Christ. Again, if you've just made a decision for Christ, or maybe you need some hand-holding along the way, that's not a problem. Get a hold of us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And here's a special announcement. Pay real close attention to this one. This Sunday night, Pastor Jack's going to be doing another Happening Now Facebook Live event on his Facebook page. That's this Sunday, the 28th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 Eastern. So don't miss it. Pastor Jack and special guest, our friend Amir Tsafati, will be discussing why Jerusalem matters from a historical, a biblical, and current events perspective. Once again, that's this Sunday, 28th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Pastor Jack's Facebook page, or you can click the link right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. The Happening Now events on Facebook Live, current events from a biblical perspective. Our phone number, if you should need it, is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Hey, did you know that if you've missed any episodes of Real Life with Jack Hibbs, that we have you taken care of? There are so many ways to catch up. You can visit our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You can download the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet, or you can visit us on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Real Life with Jack Hibbs. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.